Borough Assembly members proposed the new fee as a way of recouping the cost of issuing cards for locals 65 and older who want to avoid paying the borough's 6% sales tax. Over 550 in the community have exemption cards, and the borough says that number is growing as the percentage of seniors in the community swells. Input at a public hearing on the new fee was mixed. Several local seniors shared their opinions, including former Assemblymember John Haverlick. He wanted to see the fee increased.
I would like to see $250 per card. And again, because of the cost, and we could afford it. In fact, since senior citizens cost the community so much, we're not paying our fair share now, and we need to.
On the other side, Jim Roberts thought the proposed fee was already too high.
I'm a senior, and I have nothing against a fee, but if you're going to have a fee, it needs to be fair and equitable. At $100 and even at $60, that's about 4 hours of labor, and that's $2,200 a year. Two people working full time for a year, and you know, issuing 50 cards or 550 cards, and that seems a little excessive.
Another local resident, Harvey Gilliland, agreed that the proposed fee was too high. He also thought the card should not expire each year.
Let it expire when I expire. Nobody's going to be trying to use it if I'm gone, so it's kind of silly to have that cost. So I think the town should save reissuing the card to people that already have one.
Before this year, cards were issued for free and were good for 3 years. The proposed ordinance would allow seniors living on less than $20,000 a year to apply for a waiver from the fee. The finance director calculated a $60 amount based on the cost of issuing the cards and dividing that cost among the 400 she thought would not seek that low-income waiver. The Assembly at its last meeting voted to boost the amount to $100. If 400 people pay a $100 fee, that brings in $40,000 a year for the borough. Mayor Mark Jensen didn't like the increase.
This fee is a little bit more than what the finance director said it would actually cost to produce the card. I believe she came up with like a $50, maybe $60 value, and then it was amended to make it $100 at the last meeting, and amendment passed, and so did the ordinance. So I'm going to be voting no on this. I feel it's kind of like an extra tax if you're charging a little bit more for something than it's actually costing you to provide.
Jensen and Kurt Wallheater voted against the senior fee in its second reading, but it still passed on a 5-2 vote. The third and final reading will be at the Assembly's next meeting, February 26. If passed, it will be charged for the 2019 exemption cards. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.